travel. Henry McKean from News Talk. What do you love about the Special Olympics?
I'm really happy to be here and to check out the gymnastics today. I used to actually do gymnastics when I was younger, and I just love everything about the Special Olympics, the great support that they give to their athletes. It's amazing. I'm happy to be able to support it.
So I'm Kim McGrave. I'm the head coach for badminton. I'm from Rathfarnham in Dublin, and I'm primary teacher and badminton coach.
Badminton runs in your family, and the fact that you are a coach, your family, they're superstar badminton players.
Yeah, they have a little bit of a history back in Dublin. They were the Young Sisters, they were named, and four of them played. A couple of them played internationally. My mum in particular played for Ireland. So I suppose I could say a bit of a chip off the old block. I haven't quite emulated the playing, but the coaching side, and I just love imparting that knowledge onto to others. So coaching is right up my street.
Today for you here at the Special Olympics in the desert, in Abu Dhabi, how have Team Ireland done in badminton?
Oh, Team Ireland, they're just absolutely surprising me every day in every aspect, be it their social, their communication with other athletes with different languages, and then it comes to on court and they just blow me away. All the practice and training they've put into place, they're really just starting to execute it without me, which is their next level they've achieved. They're making decisions themselves. It's just something that's so close to my heart, and really, I don't have the words to express how much I get out of it and how much I enjoy giving to it. So I have Sarah Louise Ray, and she's from Northern Ireland. I have Mary Daly, who's from Westmeath, and I have John Doyle, who's from Wexford and Gorey in particular. They are so passionate. Sarah Louise wears her heart in her sleeve, pride, and she's out there ready for every fight. She just owns who she is. Mary's the quiet little one, and the giggles come out every now and again, but once she's on court, my God, she's a little pocket rocket, and off she goes. John, the man with the voice, and he'll chatter on to you, but he has done his all and made every effort to make and build his confidence on court here.
John's done very well. We're waiting for the medal ceremony to see whether or not he makes it onto the podium. Are you nervous?
Oh, I tell you, the stomach starts to churn, you get the butterflies, you get those little nerves. No matter how confident you feel in how they've done, nothing is secure until podium comes. So, fingers crossed.
Special Olympics Ireland. Special Olympics Ireland represented by John Doyle.
So John Doyle is getting his bronze medal in badminton to a huge applause here in the desert at the Special Olympics World Games in Abu Dhabi. And look at that smile on his face.
My name is John Doyle. I'm representing Ireland Special Olympics, and I'm from Gorey.
John Doyle from Gorey, from County Wexford. You have just received a bronze medal for badminton. How are you feeling?
Very happy and excited.
And can I touch your medal?
Go ahead.
So I'm lifting it up. It's very heavy. Beautiful thing. How proud are you?
I'm overwhelmed and thrilled.
For you to come all the way out here to the desert and compete at the highest level in the Special Olympics and win a bronze. How does that feel for you?
Amazing. It feels amazing.
And what message do you have for your friends back in Wexford?
It's a very proud moment. Best moment of my life. I want to say hello to everyone in Clwyd House, everyone in Gorey, and everyone in Wexford that knows me.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And how will you celebrate?
I'll drink a lot of beer when I get home.
John has the bronze medal around his neck. You must be relieved and thrilled, badminton coach.
Oh, absolutely delighted for him. The pins and needles, the nerves, the energy. Oh, it's all just excitement now, isn't it? We're happy, we're delighted. Oh, nearly tears of joy.
Kim, I met you in LA 4 years ago, and I have to be frank, I don't quite recall, but you remember.
Oh, I remember very clearly, and I was able to pull up the evidence to prove it. And what did we only find in the evidence? Yourself and wearing the same shorts. I think it's about time for a clear out.
I am wearing the same shorts as 4 years ago.
You are indeed. Asher, look, the fashion sense is all right, and at least the t-shirt's coordinated with the shorts now.
Oh, this is funny.
It's funny, is it?
Yes.